Haynes Compost is the brainchild of volunteer Jenny Reitz. She collected community and business food waste for free and composted it at her home as a community service. It fed her chickens, and she distributed the soil in her garden and some back to the community. But she'll be ending her 3-year run composting in a few weeks.
If you are pushing against something all the time, that's not an invitation to struggle more, right? It's life saying you need to make a change.
That's a loss, says Melissa Aronson, chair of Haynes Friends of Recycling. She says Reitz's contribution was invaluable.
I'll join with a whole lot of other people and say I'm very sad to see it go. Compost is a really important resource for the community. And throwing things just, you know, in the landfill or using them as cover there is kind of like wallpapering your house with dollar bills. It works, but it's a waste of good resources.
The struggle in this case was single-handedly processing up to 2,000 pounds of compost a week, also as a mother of young children, but it was by choice.
So many people reached out and wanted to offer their help or to volunteer, and I wasn't in a place where I was ready to coordinate volunteers. It's not in my wheelhouse. I don't know if it ever will be.
Haynes Compost began 3 years ago on Earth Day. Reitz attended a presentation by Lisa Doherty, who runs a small business called Juno Compost, which picks up food and garden waste around Alaska's capital city and sells compost back to people for spring planting. Reitz says she had a compost and chickens already and was inspired to go big.
I mean, if you're not composting at home, then we're taking everything to the landfill, which is expensive and sad, right? It doesn't make sense. So once you start composting, and we already had a home bin, and I was like, this is easy. I could do this 10 times or 100 times.
She put the call out for food waste, and the project grew from there. She built covered bays for winter and erected an electric fence against bears, which she says was very effective. It took a lot of shoveling, but she didn't mind.
You do not have to go to the gym when you compost full time.
But there was one major departure from the Juno compost model. Reitz did not charge anything for her services, which she admits now may have been a mistake. Another factor was last year's heavy storms. Her space flooded last winter, and she says the project needs to move out of a flood zone. She estimates she composted for at least 50 families and 8 businesses, including Raven's Cafe, Mountain Market, and Olerud's Grocery Store.
Sometimes it didn't feel meaningful, but I kept track the whole time, and it was 220,000 pounds of food scraps diverted. So 110 tons, which is cool.
Now she's looking for an individual or a committed group to pick up where she left off. She says she's offering to train and support whoever would like to take over Haynes Composting before she calls it quits.
So if anyone is listening and feels a call on their heart to coordinate community composting, I have 3 years of experience to throw that direction and a whole bunch of buckets. And yeah, I would love to help someone else get started. Because it's not right for me, but it is the right thing to do, and it needs to happen.
The landfill is one option. Others are starting a home compost or worm bin. But a larger community compost is needed, says Melissa Aronson of Haynes Friends of Recycling.
I think Jenny's just suffered from too much success. She's created something that people in the community absolutely needed and wanted. And it just needs to be modified now so that it can be done on a sustainable level.
In the meantime, the sole remaining option for food waste is the Haynes Dump, operated by Community Waste Solutions. There's no longer any charge, but it's not composted. It just gets mixed into the general landfill. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.